It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Walmart shoppers warned about a smelly cheese odor in aisle two.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Sunny in 79, Kevin.
Sunny Hand 79. I'm going to text Joe Nichols and tell him to change his song.
I like it. Hot on Tuesday, and then it's weird. It'll be supposedly 87 Tuesday and 69 on Thursday with rain.
That's been the trend here. Yeah, it's like Saturday, it was beautiful. It was very warm. And then Sunday, we had 80-mile-an-hour winds.
Well, yeah, even flying in last night, it was a little bit on the bumpy side. Yeah, a little choppy, as they say.
And that was after it had calmed some.
Oh, yeah.
It was just one of those where I was like, yeah, I'm not even going outside. I feel like every allergen would have blown inside of my nose.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, they did very well there.
I'm not a doctor.
What? This is a shock to everyone.
Yeah, I used to play one in high school.
Oh, boy.
But that's not important. That's neither here nor there.
As they say.
Let's go with it. I need a seven call says it all this morning.
Oh, wow.
Because I see this study. There's a new study, a poll, if you will, of 3,000 men and 3,000 women.
Or 6,000 people, if you'd prefer.
6,000 people, but it is important to know that it was split.
Okay.
Halvesies.
I got you.
Men and women. Yep. Just like the duties around your house. Split evenly.
Okay.
They were asked this question. Who causes more stress in your life? Your boss or your spouse?
Huh.
Or
were they answering this question in front of their spouse?
No, but if you want to relax, where is life more relaxing, at home or at work? Okay, so these were the ways
that's two different questions.
Yeah, okay. But they phrased it all together. But
I see.
58% of those surveyed said that their spouse or partner was among those who put them under the most stress.
Sure.
Well, just 43% said it was their boss.
Okay.
Now, this is where things differ a little bit. Men were more likely to say that their boss put them under stress, and wives were more likely to say that their husbands put them under stress, which I've found kind of surprising. So I would just like to do a seven call says it all, because I'm not sure I buy this study completely.
Seven calls says it all.
509-441-0999.
Now, we don't have time to do 3,000 men and 3,000 women.
No, seven.
So we'll just do seven. Seven calls, and we'll take whatever it is. A man, a woman.
Right.
Anything in between, that's fine.
Jane, Kevin, show hello.
And I really just called her in seven calls says it all.
Yeah, which one are you? Why are you calling this line?
Wait, is this?
I called the hotline and no one answered.
Huh. Well, we don't have a producer today. Go figure.
Why are you?
Happy Hoop Fest Week!
Hold on. Jane, Kevin, show hello.
Got to get the seven calls, Slim. We'll get back to you later. We know you're not busy.
Right. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi. How do you want to phrase the question, Kevin?
Who causes more stress in your life, a spouse or a boss?
It was definitely the spouse.
Spouse?
Okay. Can I ask a personal question?
Sure. Well, it feels like you're about
What is the thing that he does that causes you the most grief?
Well, there's two of my partner. There's the man part, and then there's Johnny, I call him. And that's not his real name, but Johnny's five. So.
Okay.
You have a pet name of Johnny for him because of his behavior.
Yes, it's like picking up after him all the time, and like, Johnny, do this. Johnny, can't you put this away?
It's like the joke. It's like all those jokes. Little Johnny.
Oh, my gosh. You live with little Johnny.
That's hilarious.
I call him Johnny.
Yeah. That's fantastic. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Also, she sounded so much like your mom, I couldn't get past it.
One for the spouse.
Jane, Kevin, show hello.
It's definitely a spouse. I'm surprised it's not more.
Wow. Seemed almost a little angry about it there.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask this guy for more details because he's going to get in trouble.
No follow-ups. Jane, Kevin, show hello.
Hello, this is Boss and John.
Spouse or boss, John, do you think? More stress?
Both, because my wife is the boss and spouse.
Okay, that's a vote for spouse.
You know what I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah, that is a vote for spouse.
I'm not agreeing with that. I'm not going to say I know what you're saying. My wife's listening. What, am I dumb?
No, you're not. That's Jane why Kevin you're being quiet.
Hello.
Yeah, I would say spouse, most definitely.
Yeah.
I just like...
Can you tell us a little bit about maybe the last thing that caused you some stress?
Huh. The lectures. Really? Why do they have to lecture so much?
The lectures.
I know. And then they made up this thing called mansplaining, where it's like, you're mansplaining it to me. But the, that's what you do all the time.
Mansplaining constantly. Yeah.
Well, when you have more knowledge than someone, you feel like you should educate.
Apparently. Yeah, I must be dumb as a boss
or law. Okay. All righty.
Thank you, brother.
I think you need to hang up, bud.
Okay, well, that's enough. We got
a. I mean, that's going to be the winner.
Spouse with the landslide,
Four to zero, which is kind of what I thought. That's why I was a little surprised that it was only 58% of people. But, well, now we have the official Jay and Kevin result. Your spouse causes more stress than your boss.
Thank you, Kevin. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Coffee. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And Morgan might have a child, but he won't slow down.
Well, I mean, he already has one, so...
Yeah, I know, another.
Yeah, he could have another one, yeah. But, he just doesn't seem to really affect him. He's not writing songs about kids at this point yet.
Kevin James.
No, unless his kid's a beer.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
So anyway, happy Hoop Fest week, Slim.
Happy Hoop Fest week, Spokane, Washington, and the Inland Northwest. Let's go, baby.
You're playing in Hoop Fest?
That's the plan. That is the plan. It's all contingent on my soon-to-be-born son.
Risky. I would say, we did the story, the Luke Combs story, earlier today about how he was all sad. Man. He missed the... birth of his son because he was at a concert. I'm just going to say, a little risky.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it. But I want to be there for my wife. You know, well, that's my thing right now.
Well, that's smart.
But I like my wife a lot. And so I want to be there for her. But guys, she is the one who is pushing this. I originally said, I'm not in for Hoop Fest. We've got a baby due right around that time.
Yeah.
You want to hear the real story now?
Sure. Yeah, we're here for the scoop.
The baby was supposed to be due July 6th.
Right.
Now it is pushed to July 1st. What day is that? July 1st?
That would be Monday.
Yeah.
Monday. We're supposed to be in the hospital Monday night to get induced, I think is the right word.
But here's the good news.
My wife.
No, you've been induced. The beauty of it is a third baby is never early.
No. Oh, is that?
See, this is the thing.
Oh, is that a thing, JC? I don't know that. I only had two. I stopped at two because I had two hands, two legs.
Yeah.
Two eyes, two ears. So that's why I stopped.
Yeah.
Zero brain.
Right.
So the thing we're dealing with, and my wife still, this is it, guys. My wife is still saying, today, she said it. You need to go. I'm supposed to bring my daughter, Olivia, up. We're supposed to be there Friday. We leave at 6 a.m. Monday morning.
Beautiful.
And we're supposed to be back here by 2. I would go straight from the airport to drop my daughter off at my in-laws and then straight to the hospital. That is the plan. Is that a good idea?
No, you're oh, man.
Well, I mean,
you know,
I
almost said I love Hoop Fest.
The fact that your wife is even okay with this when she travels so much for work and knows how, you know how planes is and all.
Yeah.
They sometimes aren't on time.
Yeah, I know.
I hate to try to decipher wife thinking, but it's not because you're taking your daughter, is it?
Jay, she wants my daughter to see the cousins, my mom and dad. My daughter talks about Spokane, Washington a lot. And my daughter has been real excited for this trip for like 3 months. She talks about it every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, now you're kind of stuck. You can't. Can't disappoint.
The other thing, Jaybird, here we've got now, and you know, texters help me if I'm wrong. Text line's open 509-441-0999. It is. The the thing is here, she's got her family, right? Her sisters, her mom, and her dad.
Yeah.
I have
she doesn't need you.
Different level of comfort during this pregnancy. That's a stretch. I've noticed, I'm trying to think the right way to word.
Just phrase it.
Hell here, but, she's a lot more, or a lot less antsy because we've got family. She's got her direct family here.
Yeah,
to
sure.
Be around and help.
Her mom's
and
nearby.
You can be a little more, I think forceful is a fair word to say with your family, with what you need as opposed to your in-laws. And I think that's fair.
Sure. Yeah.
So there's more comfort leading up to this part and like the right after you have the baby part where your mom and dad have seen everything. And so when you're not feeling good,
I hope that's not true.
Help, they can just come over. I hope not. They can just come over and be like, okay, yeah, you don't have to put any, you don't have to dress up for your in-law or anything like right, that. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. You're just like, mom, I don't need that right now. Get out. It's a little totally. Easier to say that. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Totally.
No, I think your decisions, as always, have been right, spot on.
Now, I do have a question because I am on a team. I'm on a team. Mm-hmm. There's three. You kind of, at my age, you need four.
Right.
You do.
We're not your boys. We're not Coop. We're not Lane. We're not Will. We can't just play with three and be fine. You need four people. You need a break. Mm-hmm. If I can't make it, would Steve play?
Yeah, I mean, he's filled in for you here. I think he
seems like the natural choice.
He has told us that when he first got here, Slim, he wanted to play Hoop Fest.
Yeah.
And he asked around the building.
He needs to.
He was going to be a court monitor.
Oh, did he sign up?
I don't think he ever did he, Kev? I don't think so.
No, that involves way too much decision making. I would not have allowed that.
No, he can do it. Riley, get a hold of Steve now. He'll get him out there. At least it's like maybe even not a court monitor. Maybe just like a marshal style or someone. You'd have so many volunteers that walk around and help with little things.
Yeah,
but you've got to experience.
What about scorekeeping? Because there's never a battle with the score. No one ever disputes any.
But that's a perfect job for Steve.
Don't do it at the kids level.
I know, that's the first thing he said. He goes, well, I could do the kids court. I'm like, No, that's the worst.
That's the worst one.
Yeah, you can do an adult court and then just sit back and wait.
Because you understand this changes the rest of these kids' lives, whatever happens there.
Yes, of course it does, man. Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't get that Loser King shirt, how are you going to get through buddy. Summer?
How are you going to be successful?
Okay. Real quick question for you guys. So,
I doubt
obviously,
it.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen. I'm sorry, dude. Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, they have that great song, right? Great song.
I had some hail.
Look at you guys. You guys are pretty much them. I've said it since day one.
Ditto.
Kevin, get some face tattoos.
Right? Okay. Working on it.
So Blake Shelton comes out with a song with Post Malone on Friday. It's been on heavy replay in my house.
Yep.
And I'm ready to say Blake Shelton has the best country music voice since 2000.
That's not him.
But his voice is good, too.
Hit it, Blake. One more.
Come on, Blake.
Here he comes. Hit it, Blake. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the storm. Yeah, it's very catchy. Very, very catchy song.
So the song is very catchy, but I heard Blake Shelton's voice, and I thought, I don't know that he gets the respect for how good his voice is.
And you want to say he's the... Say it again.
I think he has the purest male voice in country music in the 2000s.
Huh.
The purest male voice in the 2000s.
Maybe not. Like, there's some unique voices. Luke Combs' voice, super good, super unique. Morgan Wallen, super unique. Dude, Blake Shelton's voice... Obviously, he has the best song of the 2000s, Hillbilly Bone. Sure, it was played a lot last week when Jay was gone.
Yeah.
But his voice is pure. It is so clean.
Okay, I'm going to throw two people at you. Chris Stapleton.
So are we counting the last two decades or only the 2000s? Are you counting like 2000 to 2010? That's what I consider the 2000s. Are you counting all of the 2000s?
2000 till now.
I'm about to ruin your theory. You didn't bite at all on Chris Stapleton.
I'm in Lexington, right? Home of Chris Stapleton. Well, I don't want to get struck by lightning. Amazing voice. And you know I think he has an awesome voice. Mm-hmm. But his voice is, like, special. I feel like his voice is special. It's unique. I'm thinking just like pure.
Well, he's not pure because he's gravelly. You can't. You got to take gravel out if you're going to do pure.
So then this is where you're going to be wrong. And if you disagree with me, don't plan on seeing me this weekend.
Okay. Well, I'll read you a text in a second. Yeah.
Sam Hunt.
I said country music, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Cloud showers and some afternoon isolated thunderstorms.
Kevin James.
Oh, wait. It is like yesterday, but it's today.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right. Beat the show time. Brought to you by Dutch Bros. Matt's our contestant, Kevin. Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What you up to?
On the way to a doctor appointment.
You're on your way to a doctor appointment?
Yeah.
May I ask a personal question?
Yeah, Kevin, you don't always have to ask the personal question.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Are you the doctor?
I'm not the doctor.
I had a hunch.
Imagine I'm on the way to a doctor's appointment. Oh, what are they seeing you for? I don't know. I don't know yet. I'm the actual doctor. Yeah, that would be.
I wonder if doctors say that. I'm on the way to a doctor's appointment.
I think they say on their way to work, Kev. I think it's work. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
It's better than what you thought I was going to ask.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I
do like to get personal with people, but I decided to back off a little.
Way more in favor of that question. All right. What's our category again?
It's cool, man.
It's cool, man.
Because you were talking about the fact that the rest of the country is on fire. It's hot everywhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You experienced it over the weekend.
I did.
And here in the Northwest, we had a hot Saturday, but it's cool again. So it's cool,
it's
man.
It's cool again.
These all have to do with cool stuff.
100 million people in 27 states are under a heat warning. So that's quite a bit.
Wow.
All right, Matt, I'll see you in 60 seconds, okay?
Oh, yeah, Jay has to leave.
And good luck.
You're playing Jay today since I just came up with these questions
gave
in
him
the
last
option. 15 minutes.
All right, here we go.
They'll be fine. Here we go. Joe, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Joe Cool Camel represented what brand of cigarettes?
Camel cigarettes.
What is the freezing temperature in Celsius?
0.
What well-known female sang this line, "I was country when country wasn't cool"? Remember, you can pass if you're stuck.
Yeah, pass.
What company makes Cool Whip? This 1993 movie starred John Candy, and it talked about the Jamaican bobsled team.
Cool Running.
Cool and the Gang had this song shoot to number one in 1980. It was their only number one hit.
Cool Like That.
All right, we ran out of time, darn it. We're not going to get to the last question. We're back to the ones that you passed on, but that's all right. You started out hot, man. You felt really good, and then we ran into some trouble. But Jay! He's coming back now.
I don't know why you have to say it so angrily.
Putting on his headphones.
Why were you so mad?
I don't know. I just realized that I was on an island, and that's one of my biggest fears as a large, overweight man. Is being on an island, because I always think, well, what if it sank?
Okay, we'll see how we do. Hang on for a second, Matt. An interesting fear.
You don't probably get that.
I don't. I don't.
You could be on a piece of rice and you'd be fine. you could ride a piece of rice through the ocean.
You know what? Why don't you ride a piece of rice through the ocean? Say that to somebody if like they really make you mad today. You know what? Why don't you ride a piece of rice through the ocean?
Why don't you?
I have a feeling that could get you in trouble. It feels like there's something wrong with saying that. All right, here we go.
Let's start with this, Jay. It's all about cool, and I think you're going to like it.
Okay, that's cool.
Here we go. Question number one. Joe, Cool Camel represented what brand of cigarettes?
I mean Camel cigarettes.
What is the freezing temperature in Celsius?
Zero.
What well-known female sang I Was Country when country wasn't cool?
Barbara Mandrell.
What company makes Cool Whip?
I don't know. Pass.
This 1993 movie starred John Candy and the Jamaican bobsled team.
Cool Runnings.
Cool and the Gang had this song shoot to number one in 1980. It was their only number one song.
They only had one number one?
According to the internet.
I'm going to say, Celebration.
What dreamy-eyed actor played Cool Hand Luke in the 1967 movie?
Paul Newman.
Wow. Would you pass on Company, Cool Whip, Out of Town?
Yeah, I don't know that one. Yeah, I don't think I would get it.
Okay. Let's go through them, see how we did. Joe Cool Camel, you
what's
guys
better,
both.
Cool Whip or Ready Whip? Matt, what's better,
Ready
Cool Whip or Ready Whip?
Isn't Ready Whip in the can only?
I think so, yeah. Cool Whip comes better in like the jar.
Yeah.
Cool Although Whips. you can freeze Cool Whip, can you not? And then you can eat it like ice cream.
Well, I think you could. Well, I don't know.
I don't think
you can freeze the aerosol can.
I don't think
probably
so.
Not.
Yeah, I don't think that's recommended.
Ready Whip is more fun, that's for sure.
Okay, I'm sorry.
In multi-uses.
Yeah, you can just take it right out of there.
Yeah. Cool Whip, though, the bucket of Cool Whip and then being able to save that for leftovers to make my mom proud. Like, you know, you save the container and then you put leftovers in it. Yes. And then you put something on the top that says that's not Cool Whip. It's like
I take a Sharpie, you're right, yeah. Spaghetti.
God, I love that.
Same. Well, 1 point, Kevin.
Joe Cool Camel, it was supposed to get your mind in a pickle, and it did, Jay, where you froze for a second thinking, wait, well,
why did
it,
he say camel?
Is it camels? Yeah, well, that was his name.
Yeah.
What is the freezing temperature in Celsius? Zero. You guys are tied 2-2.
Okay.
What well-known female sang, I was country when country wasn't cool? Jay got it.
Oh, didn't know that one, Matt.
No,
sorry,
Matt
buddy.
Got stumped on that one.
Yeah.
3-2 for Jay. What company makes Cool Whip? And neither one of you guys took a guess at this one. It's the Kraft Heinz Company. Ever heard of her?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I guess I should have probably guessed that. I don't know.
It is one of those where you go, I don't know. I've seen the container a billion times.
Does it
I don't
say
remember
it, like,
seeing
prominently displayed? It must.
I don't know for sure, Jay. This 1993 movie.
Oh yeah,
is
it says it right on there.
John Candy. Featuring John Candy and the Jamaican bobsled team. True story, by the way.
Thanks, Kev.
From a place where they had no snow, but yet they had a bobsled team.
Wow.
That is Cool Runnings. You both got that right. It is 4-3.
Oh, boy.
Cool and the Gang what had this song shoot to number one in 1980. Their only number one song. I'm going to research that a little bit more, but it said it was their first and only number one. And it is Celebration.
I mean, you feel like Ladies' Night should have been in there.
Great, good time. How about Get Down On It?
Get Down On It.
I know.
Get Down On
Maybe they're
it.
All close. They just never made it.
Yeah.
And then, so Jay now taking the 5-3 lead.
Oh, wow.
What dreamy-eyed actor played Cool Hand Luke in the 1967 movie? We didn't have time to get to this one with Matt.
Oh, dang
but,
it.
But, Jay, you got it right. It is the dreamy-eyed Paul Newman.
Yeah.
That is going to give you 6
wow,
today.
Wow, that's a miracle. Matt, sorry about that. Can you pick a number for us? Then you can try to get that, be back at that number and maybe get yourself a little Dutch Bros before your doctor's appointment. What number would you like to choose today?
About 11.
11, okay, very
good. Great number.
All right, Matt, thanks for playing. Appreciate it. Hope everything goes well today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. 509-441-0999. You can call right now. Call number 11. Get yourself some Dutch Bros.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
What are you saying, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm saying the exact same thing.
Kevin James.
Kevin, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
I don't know anything.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Your stat is brought to you by Wendell Motors. I did have one too, Kevin. I wanted to ask you real quick.
Oh, okay. I guess we're just sharing stats of
the
day.
Just real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was a lot of thunderstorms in the Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, big time ones, like, you know, that last a long time. We had one here before I left. And it said that men are 7 times more likely to get struck by lightning than women. And I was like, is that just because we're dumber or no?
Stupidity.
Did
we say
that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we had that conversation when we went to Omaha, too. We're
that's...
It's just because you're dumb and you're standing outside. And then they did the whole, there was tornado warnings when we were there. Or watches, I should say.
Yeah.
And they were like, every single person we talked to had a story about how their dad used to stand and watch the storm while mom would be in the basement with the kids.
With tornadoes.
Yeah, with tornadoes.
That makes sense. Yeah. I do feel like women, and I might be wrong about this, maybe it's just been the women in my life, but I do feel like women enjoy watching thunderstorms more than men. Do you think that's true?
I don't know for sure.
I mean, listen, every time there's really bad thunder, I call my son and I'm like, what's up, thunder buddy?
Because he doesn't like it?
Yeah, my youngest son and I don't like thunderstorms.
I gotcha, yeah.
And so we always just joke around, and we thank the movie Ted for making people understand what Thunder Buddies are.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Women, I feel like, always like to sit outside and watch the storm. That's my stat of the day. 74% of women say they love to watch thunderstorms, while only 58% of men say they like to watch them.
Huh.
I just made that up.
Seemed like you did. Yeah, you were just grasping at numbers there for a second. I didn't know what was going on there.
Well, Jay, when you're making it up, you just have to keep second guessing yourself.
My wife does like storms. I will say that. I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. It's not like, oh, great.
Yeah.
But she would be like, oh, I love it when it rains like that. I don't know why.
I don't either. And they just love to go watch it and like, oh, look at the lightning. I'm like, yeah, it's close. Let's go in.
Now, if it gets more severe... Like the tornado part, then I think the guys are like, oh, yeah.
I agree. We only want the really deadly ones.
My mom tells the story about how she was downstairs with the 5 kids, and my dad was watching the tornado, and once it blew away the swing set, he ran downstairs. And it was like, she's like, seriously? There's 5 children down here. Get downstairs.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, the swing set. And it was, you know, keep in mind, you know, when they tell the story that, well, the swing set took off with the wind, I mean, that was back in the day when those metal ones, you know, that you could pick up and move yourself when you were mowing.
Yeah, like when you mow, you just pick it up with one hand while you're still mowing.
You could just lift it up.
What were those made of? The world's
paper.
Thinnest metal?
So it didn't take much.
One of those
much.
I feel like if a little kid kicked it, the leg bent, too.
I mean, and it was, you know, you were supposed to, like, bury them or tie them down or whatever. No one did that back then. So it didn't take a ton of wind to blow it over the garage, but it still sounds like a great story.
You just made me think of something really important, and we'll bring it up in Hot Topics with Steve Hawk, because you just made me think of a weed whacker.
That's the first time I've ever heard that phrase.
Because if you put the...
You just made me think of a weed whacker.
If you put the legs in the ground,
right,
then that's what you had to do,
because
you couldn't mow around it good enough.
Yeah.
So you'd always have to, you know, get the old weed whacker out. So coming up in Hot Topics with Steve Hawk, would you please write down
weed whacker.
I have a very important question for him.
Okay.
My stat of the day could also be used now then, since your quick one took the entire break.
Well, I thought your thunderstorm question was a stat.
Well, it turned into one, didn't it?
Didn't it, huh?
I don't know if people agree with that women like to watch storms more than men.
I'll put that on the poll.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. That is a good way to find out.
Also, is the weed whacker one of the greatest inventions ever?
I mean, it serves such a great purpose.
And I'll tell you why it is an underrated invention, because of what the alternative was.
Scissors, right?
Well, you remember those
grass
clippers?
Oh, do I remember? On Elaine Morris, we had to do her lawn, and that is what she wanted it. And then we got a weed whacker, and she was like, I don't feel like you should use that at my house. And we would have to still use the scissors and trim her
All the way around the house?
Yeah.
Oh.
All the way around. Yeah, it was so stupid. I was like, well, why? We have this new device, and I don't feel like that's safe.
That's why I feel like, you know, I haven't thought about it until right now, but it might be one of the best inventions ever based on the fact that that was a horrible alternative.
It was.
We'd had multiple ones, and my dad would throw them out there. Hey, guys, go trim around the house and down by the trees and in the backyard and around the garage. And eventually, we would literally just start pulling it out. You know, you just grab
because it's quicker. Yeah.
You'd grab the sod and just be a pray to God I pull it out. And then your dad would come out and he'd go, well, where's the big chunk of sod that was here? I told you to cut it, not pull it out. I'd say, Keith did it.